This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Gratley Adams Secondary School likely to reopen for face-to-face classes on Monday, pending a final meeting tomorrow. This as the Barbados Union of Teachers confident about a smooth return to the new school term. Government calls for public support in strengthening crime prevention efforts for 2025. The Democratic Labour Party criticizes the latest credit ratings, describing it as an exercise masking the economic challenges faced by Barbadians. Trinidad's Prime Minister pays tribute to the junior education minister who perished in a fire, and U.S. authorities believe multiple people are involved in the New Orleans attack inspired by the ISIS group. Good afternoon. I'm Barry Wilkinson. The details just ahead. The Barbados Union of Teachers is optimistic about a successful second term as the work continues to address environmental issues at some schools. Several schools, including Gratley Adams Memorial School and the St. Luke's Brighton and St. Paul's Primary Schools, had been plagued with challenges during the first term. BUT President Rudy Lovell noted that following the closure of face-to-face classes at the Gratley Adams School for several weeks, the school should be reopened on Monday, pending a meeting tomorrow. Mr. Lovell provided an update on the institutions hopeful for a smooth return to the classroom.
We expect that the Gratley Adams Memorial School will reopen on Monday. Confirmation of this should come on Friday during a staff meeting with officials from the Ministry and the Board of Management. Regarding St. Luke's Brighton and St. Paul's, remedial work is being done to address the concerns that were raised by staff and the union last term. They're hopeful for a successful term free of any school closures or any intrusions by parents. We just want to have this term free and flowing. We know that the sport's done. And we also want to wish all those participating in sports this term successful sports.
Lovell also revealed that plans are now in place to have a security officer stationed at all nursery and primary schools in Barbados.
The BUT has been agitating for security in all schools from returning the Rock of Gibraltar with a pebble. We are happy to say we have been informed that come the end of the second week in school, all nursery and primary schools should have a security officer.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. The government is ramping up efforts to tackle crime prevention in 2025 with a strong focus on community engagement and youth development. Minister responsible for crime prevention, Corey Lane, says the administration plans to continue expanding successful programs while pushing forward with major initiatives currently in the pipeline. Mr. Lane is urging service clubs and community leaders to get involved. His comments came as Barbados ended the year with 50 murders, the highest number ever recorded.
Really calling more and more for the public support. We actually want to do a call to action, and this could be the beginning of it. We're asking service clubs, community leaders, PSBS groups, anybody that want to be involved to reach out to the office, to reach out to the peace program, because one of the things we really want to do is actually start to target the younger demographics in the community or within the schools and be able to match that with various things happening across the board. So things that you may have a student into deviance or at-risk youth or whatever, but they may like hockey, let's say, for instance, and we can match them with a hockey program close to them. So it's that type of call to action that we really want to focus on, really true crime prevention, starting with the parents, starting with the young ones.
Mr. Lane said the ultimate aim is to ensure that the island remains of most a very peaceful place.
For 2025, I want to actually keep pumping out our programs that have been successful. That is one, for sure. There are a number of major plans in the pipeline, but as you know, we have to go through various procedures, approvals, and stuff like that to make sure that, you know, as we go forward beyond 2025, that Barbados remains one of the most peaceful Caribbean islands, one of the most peaceful places to live, work, and play.
Minister responsible for crime prevention, Corey Lane. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne criticizes the latest credit ratings, describing it as an exercise masking the economic challenges facing businesses and families. On Tuesday, the Trinidad-based Caribbean Information and Credit Rating Services upgraded Barbados's sovereign issuer credit ratings to carry BBB as it highlighted the country's strong GDP performance and tourism arrivals that exceeded pre-pandemic levels as some of the reasons behind the upgrade. But Mr. Thorne believes, despite the positive outlook, the ratings have no effect on the difficulties facing Barbadians.
We come to understand that these ratings exercises involve macro analysis of a country's economic position. In that sense, they can often mask instability at the micro level of vulnerable businesses and vulnerable households. An elevated rating can serve as a useful public relations tool for a government that is otherwise struggling to gain approval among a discontented population. In that regard, it will not lower the cost of living. It will not decrease crime.
He also wants to see the cash value of the profits coming from a booming tourism sector, as well as the diversification of the economy.
The increase in construction has not benefited Barbadians because a lot of the construction is employing itinerant foreign labor. If there's any good news, and we say good news with reservation, the DLP is happy to hear of a tourism rebound, but we have to await reliable statistics on its monetary value. The contrasting with that, the situation in agriculture continues to be a severe national crisis. I mean, agriculture is down in this country, and that is not good for the future prospects. We've been arguing for diversification in the economy. The government has not responded. I would say that all in all, this development is much ado about little.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne in the lunchtime edition. More Barbadian products will be heading to the shelves in the United States for 2025. The announcement of a newly formed business unit at the Barbados Consulate in New York aims to pave the way for more exports from Barbados and also more investment locally by those living abroad. Word of this from the Consul General of Barbados at New York, Lorenzo Yearwood.
Consulate at New York is really going through a bit of a transformation phase for 2025. We're building up what I deemed our business unit to help us identify not just investment, but sustainable investment, which is investment that is not going to just come here, import things, and in 2 or 3 years, they're out with all the foreign exchange. But persons and entities willing to come here for the long term. To that extent, you know, it is an international city that we operate in New York, and we've attracted attention from India, from England, from Kenya for sure. We're going full speed ahead with that. And persons and entities that have an interest in doing business in Barbados, and quality business as well.
Consul General of Barbados at New York, Lorenzo Yearwood. In the region, Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, says former Minister in the Ministry of Education, Lisa Morris Julian, was one of his government's finest public servants, taking her responsibility seriously. The Diaby Omira MP and former Arima mayor died in a blaze at her family home in Farfan Street, Arima, with her daughter, Zian, 25, and son, Josiah, 6, on December 16th. Speaking at today's state-assisted funeral service for the former MP, Dr. Rowley says she enjoyed her duty of service to the country.
Lisa was known to me as a young woman. She was a teacher. And when she first came to be examined to see whether she had what it takes to be a PNM candidate, it was clear that this was a person who was special. And she enjoyed what she was doing. And she offered herself for greater service, knowing that that would be even more enjoyable. She went on to serve in the mayoral office of Arima, serving more people, some quite unreasonable, but she loved them all and served them all with the same passion.
Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley. U.S. authorities say they believe multiple people were involved in an attack in New Orleans, USA, that killed 15 people and wounded dozens on New Year's Day. The driver of a pickup truck that sped into a large crowd in the city's French Quartet had been identified as Shamsud Din Jabbar, a U.S. Army veteran from Texas who was killed in a shootout with the police. President Joe Biden says the attacker was inspired by the Islamic State group, and the FBI says that an ISIS flag was found in the truck. The identities of the victims are still to be established. Our top stories. Grantley Adams Secondary School likely to reopen for face-to-face classes on Monday, pending a final meeting tomorrow. This as the BUT confident in a smooth return to the new school term. Government calls for public support in strengthening crime prevention efforts for 2025. The DLP criticizes the latest credit ratings, describing it as an exercise masking the economic challenges faced by Barbadians. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister pays tribute to the junior education minister who perished in a fire, and U.S. authorities believe multiple people are involved in the New Orleans attack inspired by an ISIS group. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, produced by Tanisha Rock-Yaw. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.